Your CEO and co-founder Travis Kalanick has resigned. Kalanick says the move will allow the ride-sharing company to go back to building itself rather than become distracted by another fight. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. The catch of a lifetime. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Fish On. Swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. 23 winners drawn for free slot play or fuel. Plus, we have new games. Games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Thursday, June 29th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! It is hump day, and welcome back to Carl Bott and Linda Bott, except Linda's not here. Linda is unpacking from the debris of 10 days of being gone. But I got Ted Leidy here, my buddy who was with us on the cruise. And Linda made his promise not to talk too much about the cruise.
We're not going to talk about it, just a little bit.
Thank goodness, while we were gone,
we got lots of stuff to talk about.
Oh, gosh, do we. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock right here on June the 21st, 2017. 7 minutes after the hour, like I said, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. In fact, I listened to us a couple of times. And I'm, you know, just missed Bad Bob. Bad Bob, what's the weather look like today, buddy? Use the famous Bob Belongi weather forecast. What's the weather look like today, Bob?
Hot.
Okay, there we go.
All right, let's move on.
Moving right on. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. A locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kinney. Great people. And discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay.
Would you like some details?
A little detail.
A little bit of detail. Right now we have a red flag warning that has been issued for increased fire danger, that due to the winds kicking up. High today estimated around 109 degrees, overnight low of about 80. It'll be even warmer tomorrow, up to around 112 with some wind behind it, which means the fire danger will be peaking. The excessive heat warning remains in place through Friday night. And will probably be extended beyond that. It is just absolutely miserable. Make sure you stay hydrated. Keep out of the sun as much as possible. Don't lock anything in your car. The usual warnings, but just be safe out there and don't do anything stupid in your yard with a weed eater.
Or go out and shoot in the middle of the day because they had a fire start because somebody ricocheted around.
Yeah.
Where at?
Oh, this was a 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Texas,
that.
Texas Springs.
I remember that.
It's already 86.
86 degrees going up to 109.
Carl, you remember your last red flag warning?
Oh, yeah. It was in the military. Yeah. But then we got black flag. Red flag tells you this, you have to stop.
All ops.
Well, and I tell you what, black flag means you send people inside.
Oh, but yeah, that's what it is.
Because it's a combination. It's that wet bulb.
Yeah.
So this combination of the heat and the humidity. You stop, like we were coming back on it. We're coming back literally from a 15-mile hike. And we knew it was red flag, which meant that we had to get back. So you just slowed down. Everybody drank a lot of water. It wasn't until we got back that we heard it was black flag. And I tell you what, my commanding officer went berserk. when he went over to the he went over to the ops people for them not coming out and telling us, because we would have just stayed where we were, spent the night. But when we came in, and we had this was at Officer Candidate School,
sure,
and I was a platoon commander there, and we had candidates and staff dropping from heat exhaustion and heat cramps. I've never seen heat cramps like that, where your muscles just, I mean, it's like hard. It's just like rocks, because for whatever reason, because they don't have enough potassium salt, whatever. And I mean, you've got them in showers. We had ambulances going in and out of there while we were taking people. I tell you, my commanding officer was getting ready to kill somebody. 3-time Vietnam guy, been wounded. He just said, you know what, this is just,
heat is dangerous. I'm here to tell you, when we would have a red flag warning, I was a squad leader on Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Everything would stop. And let me tell you, you were not allowed to do one thing except for get them troops wet and shaded. I mean, it's a big deal.
Going through jump school, Army jump school. What kind of jump school? Army jump school.
That's the only jump school, by the way. I got to tell you.
Well, it is. Well, how many jump schools do we really need?
And the jump master
and
school.
It's jump master school. Anyway, went down to Fort Benning, and it's in August, end of August.
Oh.
So you can imagine what it's like. And then, you're rolling around in these sawdust pits, for the first 2 weeks. But then they'd walk us through showers.
Showers, yeah.
They had these showers going, these outdoor showers, and you would just walk through them, and it would wash off all the sawdust, but what it would do is soaking you down to cool you off. And then there was all these water breaks all the time. Drink as much water as you want, but then we just go right back and,
rolling in the sawdust.
Yeah, throw it up again.
So you look like a baked good when you were done.
And then when you walked home, that's right.
You look like a
fried Twinkie going home.
what about your last personal red flag that you had go on?
Your what?
Personal red flag.
My personal red flag?
Yeah, like my last marriage, I had a personal red flag.
Oh. What was that?
Go up, yeah. She made me buy a minivan in '95.
Oh, that should have done it right there.
It did do it. I'm divorced now. You know that.
Oh, wow. Made you buy a mini. Oh, yeah. Well, I know about that.
It was a blue Dodge Caravan.
I mean, I had a personal red flag. We'll go up too. She said, I hate you. I don't even want to see you ever again. I said, well, that's okay with me.
That's
usually a red flag.
That is a serious red flag.
Hey, look, we've been gone, as people know, for like 12 days. County travel time. And we get off the plane yesterday from Alaska and Seattle, where it's like 60 degrees. I'm wearing a down vest.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone's looked at him like, that guy's crazy.
I was wearing socks, shoes.
Who's his chaperone?
As I was walking through the airport in Sacramento, I mean, I am stripping stuff off, and then we go outside. It's 130 out there on the tarmac, and you and I are sitting out there while the girls are inside in the air conditioning, and we're sitting out there with the luggage waiting for somebody to show up, and we looked at each other. Why are we standing out here? We can see the luggage from inside.
At the tender age of 18, I left Reading for the first time to go to San Diego, and then I went to A school, and then I got sent out to it was January, and I'm in winter wool blues, go to Oakland, get on an airplane, we go to Hawaii, and then Guam. I got off the airplane in Guam, where it was like 90-some degrees, and humidity somewhere in the 90s, and I died.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm scrambling through the bag to find the whites.
Well, Linda made me promise not to talk about the cruise and all that. We can talk about some parts of it, but we had a great time. I know that we waited, we were still laying there in bed last night waiting for Risky to come in and unpack, but I guess he's still on the ship. So, and he leaves these little towel sculptures that are really cool, too. Hey, we've got a lot of things going today, including the sheriff here, and trust me, we are going to get to things that happened while we were gone, like, I leave you guys alone for just a couple of days, Bob, and where's the police chief? And then we're bringing back in another police chief that quit under fire? I don't understand this. Well, but we're going to talk about it. We'll be right back after these messages.
On 500 miles away from home.
It's a blue jean kind of night.
today through Saturday at the Shasta District Fair.
Gates open at noon with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all fair patrons. It's Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under and our ride all day one price carnival wristband special. Pick up your carnival wristband coupon at the main fair office. Take the kids for interactive family fun on the Mount Shasta Springwater stage and see the live stingrays in the Kids Corner in Lassen Hall, sponsored by Spherion Staffing and Members First Credit Union. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
You got me rolling on a river.
And country music's Jackson Mickelson on the PG&E stage at 8 p.m. Thursday, it's Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over and Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait on the PG&E stage. Friday, see Love and Theft. And Saturday, it's auto racing, cornhole tournament, and honky-tonk boombox. All that plus hypnotist Jeremy the Juggler, livestock judging, and plenty of food, fun, and entertainment for the whole family.
Shasta District Fair gates open till 11 p.m. tonight. Open again tomorrow at noon.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
In Alaska, it's 40 below.
I tell you what, it's Skagway. It was 40 below. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy today. Linda is trying to collect everything, and you know what? Otherwise, I'd have to do it. We sat there last night, just looked at it, and just went, no, I'm just not going to touch this today. Hey, this portion of the show was brought to you by our friends over at Home Helper, Sharon Clark, who has been Businesswoman of the Year, Business Person of the Year, Chamber of Commerce, and the Business of the Year. You're not going to find a better short-term or long-term personal health care in your home than Home Helpers. I say that without reservation. She has done such a great job in building this company and building the people in it. If Ted Leidy was injured, say blew out his foot again, and he had to stay home and have somebody take care of him, I'd say Home Helpers until you got better.
And I would call Sharon Clark and set up Home Helpers to hang out.
She is. She's good. She stops by and says hello. Okay, Home Helpers, give her a call, 226-8350. Hey, we are here with Heidi Prado. Hello, Heidi Prado.
Hello.
Of the wig store.
Yep, Bella Levee Wig Boutique.
And you're one of the Prado clan.
Yep, one of the clan.
And there's probably, 160 of them in this
area? I think
area?
We pretty much, have infiltrated the entire Northern California
region.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, what's, what, Okay, I have a pretty good idea what a wig store is, but tell us about the wig store.
Oh, yeah. No, the wig store is on Placer and Market Street. It's over there on the same street as the Cascade Theater because people get confused with Market going, you know, down the hill.
Oh, you're right. I know where it is. You just opened up there.
Right. Yeah, I got to open up right before the pancake breakfast, which was awesome.
Awesome.
So I was like, cool.
Hey, that's prime real estate there.
Oh, my goodness, right? Yeah. Yeah. I drove by it and just daydreamed for months.
Well, you know what? It was empty for a long time.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is too good a place for it.
It literally did. It called to me as I was driving by every time. I had a place over on West Street. I did wigs by appointment for 2 years over off of West Street. Yeah. And every day I drove by that and I was like, oh, someday.
Okay. I have to ask. Yeah. Are you wearing a wig?
Absolutely.
You are?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're lying
okay.
to me.
No, I'm not. I'm good.
It looks wonderful.
You would
I
never
can make
know
you
that.
Look totally natural. Absolutely.
Really?
Wow. That's the whole goal is that you don't know. You can't tell. And I've been wearing them for 10 years.
Bad Bob actually turned around. He's looking, and he's looking close, and then he goes, wow.
That is a pretty darn authentic hot wig.
Wow.
Well, and you know what's really cool is that this wig at my store runs about $70. So I'm not expensive. I can make the hair look really, really natural without the super high cost.
That looks just...
So. I know some guys who are probably going to be stopping by
to
check it.
They need to. I've got men's wigs. I can make it happen.
Is that made out of real human hair?
No, this is synthetic. In fact, I try to tell people to stay away from the human hair only because it's super expensive and it doesn't really make that much of a difference. And you have to style human hair where this will stay nice all day long. It doesn't get messed up. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you're going through chemo, you really want to stay away from human hair because you're not going to have the strength to style it and mess with it all the time.
Right.
You
well,
just want to throw it on and be out the door.
Hey,
my husband loves it. I'm done in 3 minutes. I'm like, let's go. We're ready to roll. I don't have to
Ted
sit around
to
and
know
mess.
Is, do you have any chest hair?
As a matter of fact, yes.
No. No.
Yeah, you can get eyebrows, you can get chest hair, you can get facial hair. And the reason is because there are people that suffer from total body hair loss and actually want it. So, you know.
Look, I don't have much body hair.
Yeah, see?
You almost have none.
We could totally hook you up.
Yeah, I'd like to do the Burt Reynolds look, please.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be hip. That the Burt Reynolds look. You guys. Is it like a... The problem is it a one hair at a time thing
no,
or is it a
God,
mat?
No. God, no, you can get the mat.
Just put a mat on with skin mat.
Hey, wait a minute, I can do that.
If you do it with the right quality, it can actually be really, you know, really.
I was just kidding about that, but that, you know what?
No,
it makes sense, you know, and I've seen people with no hair before, and they were just born with that condition.
Yeah, and even like in alopecia, you can lose all of it. So you know, it can be really devastating. I mean, when I started losing my hair, I introverted. And I hated it. I was just in a shell. Didn't want to come out. Didn't want to talk to anybody.
I can understand that.
You know, and it's funny because people don't even realize we're just genetically programmed to seek out health. And that's what it's really all about. It's not about vanity. It's about feeling healthy. And you feel good inside, but you can't portray it outside because people don't see it. You know, so it's about making how you look outside match how you feel inside.
That's I think cool. it's great. How long have you been in business again?
I just started the retail spot probably in mid-April, and I did my grand opening with the pancake breakfast. But I've been doing this wigs for over 2 years. Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's impressive.
And I've been wearing them for 10. So.
Now, can people so let's say they've got a big occasion. Do you ever just, like, rent wigs?
No.
No, you just sell.
No. But you know what? My wigs, the general cost of my wigs starts around $50 to $70, and then you can go up from
there. Can you buy wigs that are already coiffed? Or not, you know, already
look good.
Oh yeah, no, they all look good. In fact,
I know
the industry
this looks
now.
Very good, but
no,
I mean,
seriously, the industry now is just take it out of the box, shake it, and put it on your head. You're done.
It's that good.
Yeah, they're pre-styled.
Well, yours looks that good.
Thank you.
I would have never thought. Would you have ever thought that?
No. In fact, I was shocked to be honest with you.
And you know what? And it does take women a long time. And Linda has, you know, a couple of wigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. She picked me up one time at the airport.
Well, you know, there's a lot of reasons to wear them. Professional women have to look good all the time. And it's really hard to make your hair look good all the time. You know, when you're dealing with all kinds of things.
How long do we have to, well, I don't know about Lisa. Linda takes a little while because it's got to look a certain way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be like teased up because it's short hair and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So with the wig, you don't have to worry about it. And also, Redding's hot. So I've got girls that, you know, take and cut their hair really short, but then they have to go to work. They have to look presentable. So they throw a wig on and they go. Or they want the wild colors. You know, they're young and they want to go out and they want to do all the wild styles, but they've got a really good job.
The
they're working at a hospital or something. And So they wear wigs to work, and then when they come home,
now how
do
people get a hold of you, Heidi?
Super easy. I'm 355-7375. It's my cell phone, so my customers can reach me 24/7. And oh, sorry, I'm not in the microphone. That's strange for me because I'm very used to microphones.
That's right. You play in a band, or you sing in a band, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in fact, we're at the fair, Hill Street Band.
Hill Street Band, mm-hmm. And you're going to be at the fair?
Yeah, so you can see wigs in action.
Hey, by the way, we are going to give away some tickets today.
I remember that was one of my favorite movies.
I'm giving away 6 tickets to the fair today, okay? Ooh. Because it starts today, so I'm going to give them away today. That way you can pick any day you want to go to. So, but we'll do that at 7:30. All right, so Heidi, Ted walks in and he says, look, I want a wig because I want to wear long hair.
Sure.
We want to have long hair. We're going to something. We're going to a headbanger concert, and we want to go with that. So you first thing you do is?
Tell you I got about 50 of them on the wall. Take a look. See which one fits.
you
can try them
on.
There's no fees at my store. I'm trying to make Bella LaVie a place where people can come and find out if wigs are right for them without having to put any money out of their pocket. So I never charge for my services. You can come in, you can spend all day, you can look at catalogs, you can try on hair, I can do a fitting. And if you walk out the door after 10 hours of being with me and don't want anything, that's fine. At least then you'll know where you're at.
What's the name you just said?
Bella LaVie Wig Boutique.
Oh, that's the name of it.
Yeah, that's the name of my store.
Oh, because that's not what my friend, that's not what our guy out front, or one of our producers, wrote down.
Oh, I think he just wrote down Wig Store.
The Wig Store.
Yeah.
Okay, Bella LaVie.
Uh-huh. Bella LaVie Wig Boutique.
Okay.
And it's at 1700 Market Street.
It's right on the corner of Market and Placer.
Right, yeah, right there. Right where there, the Cascade Theater is, across the street from the U.S. Bank parking lot.
Yeah, right there. Okay. I mean, it's right, you can't miss it. Used to be a legal firm or something.
Right. And I got a really big sign that says Wigs, and I know from a fact that from sitting at Danburger that you can read my phone number and my wigs from the seating there.
So how long have you been thinking about doing wigs, and how long have you done wigs? I know you mentioned it earlier, but you said you've been doing it for 2 years.
Right.
Been in business about a month now.
I've actually been in business for 2 years. I started with e-commerce, and then I started right away doing by appointment and going to people's homes. And then I opened up a little place off of West Street while I was still working full time and did it by appointment. But when I got the opportunity to get into this place on Placer, I was like, oh, that's it. I'm stopping everything and going full time and doing what I dreamed of.
All right. So, everybody, we're here, and it's called, one more time,
Bella LaVie Wig Boutique.
It's on the corner of Placer and Market Street. You can't miss it. It's right across from the bank, U.S. Bank parking lot. Mm-hmm. On the corner, you can't miss it. I mean, you can kind of like crawl around the side.
You literally have to stop in both directions.
You have to stop and look. And while you're stopping, why don't you just walk inside and say, hey, you know what? I'd like to look like that today. And think about it. Think about it for like $70. You could look different, a completely different you. Mm-hmm. And it does, too. I mean, it works.
Oh, yeah.
Like
you
I said, Linda has,
one of
Linda,
my
has a, yeah, Linda has a wig. Or I think she had a black wig that she was, you know, she had for, you know, shows and stuff. She wore that one day. I mean, totally different look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so. Okay. And one more time, give me your phone number.
355-7375.
There you go. Heidi Prado. And we're so happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And good luck in your job.
Thank you.
Or not job, but your business here.
Oh,
I love it when people
step out.
My life,
actually.
I love
it
when people step out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, if you can do something you love.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Well, I think it's timely also. You know, we're getting older. We're losing our hair. I would wear a wig. Yeah, without zero problems. How about, do you still do toupees?
Yeah, actually, they have them. It's not something that I'm doing right now. I actually refer to certain companies here in town that take care of the more high-end, kind of a really detailed thing. Because I don't style. And if you're going to get a toupee, you're going to want somebody who can cut it and style.
A bad toupe.
Yeah, you don't want
There's nothing worse than
that. In fact,
a bad toupe.
I'm super opinionated, obviously. I don't let you walk out of my store if you don't look good, because if you don't look good, I look terrible. So I want to make sure you look
really
good.
That's right,
really
because good. They go,
what
happened
to your hair? Yeah, I got this at Bella LaVie. And they're like, yay, oh my God. I'll be sure to never go there, you know?
So, nice.
Yeah, so I will tell you honestly, straight up, if it's not right, I'll be like, no.
So you could take that and just put it up on top of your head, too.
You know what? Oh,
yeah. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, there's toppers. There's pieces that you can get. You don't have to get a full wig.
Do you know why you can't tell? Because her hairline looks so natural. It's a little bit high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little bit high on your forehead. Yeah. So I would think, you know, that's just natural. That's where it
looks
came from.
Natural.
Yeah,
okay.
You try not to make them look too perfect, because if they look too perfect, that's a dead giveaway. Yeah.
Right.
And then blending
right.
all of those are things that you learn.
Which is why people think that.
Yeah.
Ted and I,
you know,
we aren't real.
It's scary for people because they don't know. And I didn't have anybody to show me, so I had to learn on my own.
Wow.
That's going to be something I'm going to change, too.
Cool.
You know, we're going to show people how
right.
to wear them.
Heidi Prado, what a nice, you know, what an outgoing, nice person you are. And
yes.
Great
now
luck
that I have my
business.
Hair.
Now
before, I
hair.
Just I hid in the hole in my house.
Well, I'm sure
you've never
taught,
done that.
Carl and I have taught your family members
more than
one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Guns. So, yeah. Very cool. So when Carl and I do a video segment and we get our man buns, we're coming to see you.
You can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
need
Santa Claus
segment.
And Elvis
I saw man buns in
and
Seattle.
Punk rock, I can
one.
Do those too.
I wanted
you know?
A man bun. Did you want a man bun? I saw man buns. In
I just wanted to wear one and see how people
just
treated
to see what
me.
People look like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I would wear one in a Sportsman's Warehouse to work one day and see how the students think, see what they say.
Oh, I think man buns are really pretty horrible. Okay. Thanks a lot, Heidi. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Thanks,
Carl by Ted Lighty.
Great
you
seeing you.
Show it. Long as God can throw it by. Let it fly in the breeze and get caught in the trees. Give a home to the fleas in my hair. A home for fleas, a hive for the buzzing bees. That's for birds. There ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair. Show it, long as God can blow
it. Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's a blue jean kind of night today through Saturday at the Shasta District Fair.
Gates open at noon with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all fair patrons. It's Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under and our ride all day one price carnival wristband special. Pick up your carnival wristband coupon at the main fair office. Take the kids for interactive family fun on the Mount Shasta Springwater stage and see the live stingrays in the Kids Corner in Lassen Hall, sponsored by Spherion Staffing and Members First Credit Union. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
Got me rolling on a river.
And country music's Jackson Nicholson on the PG&E stage at 8 p.m. Thursday, it's Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over and Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait on the PG&E stage. Friday, see Love and Theft. And Saturday, it's auto racing, cornhole tournament, and honky-tonk boombox. All that plus hypnotist Jeremy the Juggler, livestock judging, and plenty of food, fun, and entertainment for the whole family.
Shasta District Fair gates open till 11 p.m. tonight. Open again tomorrow at noon.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Lighty. Linda, I just talked to her. I was trying to gather everything up that she can.
Gosh, I hope everybody's having a great time today. It's going to be, it's 86 already. Maybe it's probably 88 at this point, going up to 109. Low tonight, 76. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Not the weather, just the weather reports. 365-3793. 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You want to work out and not sweat too much? You go down to Wellgate Sports Club. It's air-conditioned. You don't have to be out there beating yourself to death while you get a real good workout. Then they've got an indoor saltwater pool, Boheme Spa. Spinning, you've got it all there. Yoga. This is truly a sports club. You're not going to find a better place. We really like it there. Wellgate Sports Club, corner of Eureka and Court Street. Give them a call, 768-1205. Just stop by. You get a free workout. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Peachy. What's up, buddy?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the man bun thing. Ted was talking about going to Sportsman with a man bun, but remember, Daniel works there, and he does have a man bun, but the guy's about 6'4 and about close to 300 pounds.
Yeah, and Daniel's the only one I know that can make it work.
I know.
He makes it work.
That's halfway down to his chest. Nobody's going to tell him anything.
No,
well, I think
no,
it's Daniel, he's probably, Daniel he makes looks, it work. He looks like a sumo wrestler or something.
Yeah. Yeah, but let me. He was in class, too. Remember, Daniel?
Big guy.
If I wore it, though, it would draw a lot of response that I think would be really, really cool.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we need to get you one.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll find one. We'll go somewhere and find one.
Great present.
Okay. Great present. Show up to class in a man bun.
All right.
There you go.
Hey, we got a half an hour right now, 25 minutes, well, with a break in here, to talk about what happened while we were gone. Okay, Bad Bob. I leave for a couple of days. Police chief relinquishes his post.
We had Paletti actually scheduled for that day, that Wednesday.
I know. Yeah, he didn't come in. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't come in. What are you going
to
say?
Yeah, he told Trish that he wanted to spend some time with his family. And a lot of people say, well, why didn't he come on to rebut the thing? And what would be the use? And it would just be sour grapes.
You know? Yeah. But here's my thing. I've got a lot of sour grapes on this one. Not because Rob Ploy is my friend. Because he is. And I respect him as a man and as a soldier and all that. But I have a real problem with this because what are the reasons? You said, well, he doesn't have an emotional IQ. What the hell is that? He's a cop. He's a soldier. What kind of emotional IQ are you supposed to have? What did that mean? Tippin said that.
Do you buy the argument that some are making that because he was a member of the Guard that he therefore had to have split loyalties and he wasn't a Reading person?
No. Can you do that?
But that has been forwarded.
Who said that?
Emotional IQ.
Several in the chat room.
You know what? It's kind of like this. Here's what I think. First of all, Barry Tippin said, and this is what I read in the paper. I haven't talked to Barry yet, but he'll be on. New direction. We want to go in a new direction. What direction? No, I'm serious. What direction does Barry Tippin want to go?
A little detail would be helpful at this point, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, can you give us a hint that this is kind of like, hey, there's no reasons to let you go. You are a good police chief. He said that. But we want to go in a new direction. In 2 weeks, did you give him any new directions? You know, anywhere. You know, I tell you what, you work at will. That's true. But say you go down to somebody that's in your lore, like a, how about the assistant city manager? How about one of them? How about Barry when he was working at REU? And what if the city manager said, you know what, I want to go in a different direction. You're fired. I mean, there's no reasoning. There's no like, hey, look, you know what? I think you should do this and this and this, and you give a person a chance to do it. But no, I just want to go in, because he wants to make a big splash, because he wants to go in a new direction. Well, I tell you what, I think, Mr. Tippin, city manager, that you're really fortunate that the city council didn't want to go in a new direction because you got hired. And God knows that you were part of the triumvirate there that helped get us into this situation.
I think that I'm going to take the other side. His emotional IQ is defined as the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions. in addition to recognizing, understanding, and influencing the emotions of others. Emotional IQ is a necessary leadership character attribute for sure, because otherwise...
Did his men not want to follow him?
Well, you know what? We don't know that. But the idea is when you're a leader and you lack emotional IQ, you also lack the ability to make the people around you to facilitate the perception that the people around you think that you're doing a good job. That's kind of what they meant, I think. And we're going to talk about emotional IQ when Sheriff gets here, because he has an incredible emotional IQ. He understands how he affects people.
And that may be true. But here's a police chief, unlike any other, that met on a regular basis, town hall meetings, wanting to get feedback from people to make changes.
And nobody came.
Well, that's not true. The first time, there were 700.
Yeah, but then they saw that he lacked emotional IQ and quit coming.
I don't get into this emotional IQ in the sense that he wasn't making changes. He had a plan. He brought in a new computer system. He was bringing in new stuff. He got he got things pushed through. Now, the one thing he said was, I don't have enough cops. Now, how are you going to change that? Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob. Hello, Coach Bob. Coach Bob. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on, Coach Bob.
Coach Bob.
Yeah, we have two buttons to push here. So, you know, every so often, we don't hit the right button. All right.
Well, I miss the buttons all the time.
Me too. You know what? I get my buttons pushed all the time, but I miss the buttons. Yeah.
You know, you've been gone a while, and we got to retrain you now. So, and
you know what? Tell me about that. I came in. What's my password? Okay.
Yeah. Plus,
I don't know. Can't
plus,
help you with that.
Ted's general. Co-hosting, so we got the extra button to push. That's the five second delay in case I drop an F bomb.
Oops.
I'm not sure if I should have pushed a button on that one. Okay. What's up, Coach Bob?
I'm in construction, so I don't use those F bombs.
Yeah.
Anyway, Poletti, I like him, but I would have fired him too, and for the same reason. If I had KCNR radio station and Bob Belangi was out sending out applications to other radio stations, I would say he's not real committed to staying with me. And that's what Poletti did, and I would have gotten rid of him too. Get somebody who's more connected to the community and wants to be here until they retire.
I mean, like Pete Hansen.
What about Pete?
Well, they're talking about bringing him in for interim chief.
No, I understand.
Oh, but Pete left. Pete left. Pete quit. Yeah, he retired. Pete told them when they hired him after Modi left, this is what the city council said. Hey, I'm going to be here 5 years. Well, at the end of the second year, when the hellstorm started because of no money, he was ready to quit right then. He sat right here and said, and I said, you can't leave, Pete. I mean, we're in the middle of the worst situation we've ever been. You can't leave. And as other people told him, so he stayed another year, and he's the one that chose Rob Poletti. And then he left because it was a mess. And Poletti inherited a mess where there's no money. We lost 33 cops. And now they're talking about bringing Pete Hansen back in again. He's already at the max of CalPERS. What are we going to do? Pay him more money? Bring him down from Washington State? What about all those things that have changed in the last, seven or 5 years, such as new laws, 109, 47, 57.
I don't disagree with any of that, but I won't use those new laws as an excuse like our sheriff does as to why he's got all the problems that he's got.
No, I understand.
We have problems here. There's no question.
Yeah.
And the first thing I would do, I wouldn't stop at two city council people. I would eliminate all five of them and open it up to people with more fiscal responsibility in their brain. I would love to see Mr. Cab back just for that reason, if for no other reason than that.
Well, if you do five, you start looking a little bit crazy.
A little bit. I think it's too late.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, if you ask the residents of our good city to throw out the baby with the bathwater, and you're going to get rid of McIlvain and Weaver and Winters, who barely just got there and have had a chance, I don't think that would go. I think they selected the two most at risk of being recalled. I think they selected them on purpose because they thought it would work and they would send a nice, strong message. In addition, mm-hmm. The firing of Poletti is also sending a nice, strong message. He was expendable.
So.
He really
well,
was expendable.
One of the, he was one of the few at will people
sure.
that could work.
Well, he was expendable because
but
people
see,
thought
but
he
you
wasn't
don't
doing
fire
anything.
Somebody without a plan. What's the plan?
Well, he didn't have a plan.
He did have a plan. He had a 5-year plan that he was building to, but he had, but he was trying in the, okay, if he was doing such a bad job, why did he get such a high rating from the last city manager?
Well, you can't, you're going to have to ask the city manager that.
And then why then did Barry Tippin say, oh, he's a good police chief. We want a new vision. We want a new direction. That's fine. But where's Barry Tippin's vision? Have you seen it? No, they're going to give him time to come up with a 6-month and a 12-month plan. Why didn't he, as somebody that's worked here for God knows how long, not already have a plan, hit the ground running?
Here's my question.
That's pathetic. That's pathetic on the city council's part that they hire somebody, and I'm not saying Barry can't do the job, but he didn't even, he's been here. He's been here. You're telling me he doesn't know the problems of the city and he needs time to come up with a 6-month and 12-month plan? He should have had one that when they got ready to hire him, here's the plan. And if you don't do it, then city council, you're pathetic.
Jay, well, Bob, get that
I
man a decaf.
I don't disagree with that for a second. I completely okay. agree with you there, Carl. And I have to run, so you guys argue.
Hey, Coach Bob,
out,
thank you.
Right,
no,
Coach
no, we
Bob.
Will. We're going to argue bye-bye. Between ourselves. Thank you, Coach Bob. All right.
We're going to argue amongst ourselves.
We're going to we need to take a break, though.
Well,
you get last word.
I just want to say that I like the chief. You know that.
I know you do.
I've face-to-face with him many times. Yeah. But I understand the political environment that he was swimming in, and he was expendable.
He was the expendable. No, and we talked about this.
He was the one that they had to blame.
He was the expendable one. This is the one the general comes down because things are happening. Well, you know what? He's the coach of a football team that's losing.
That's right.
And so who do you – you can't fire the team.
No, you got to fire the coach.
You fire the coach. And unfortunately – for Pauletti, he was the coach. And Coach Bob, for the answering that thing, oh, he's looking for other jobs. He was approached by a headhunter. He gave him a resume. He didn't really want to go there. But as he told me, and we said right here in the show, he says, I'm getting a new city manager in here. He says, I've got to be thinking of my family. What if the worst happens? Well, guess what? And so because he was thinking what could happen, and he sends it out, now he's hammered for that. And guess what? The worst happened.
The Fitzgerald comes to mind. The commanding officer was in his cabin resting at the time of the collision. Nonetheless, his career has ended because that's what
that's
they do.
That Navy ship that yeah. they had 7 sailors
right.
killed.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Hey, we got to take
of course his career has ended.
It is because you guess what? He's in charge.
It happened
of
on your
the
watch.
Ship. Unfortunately, though, for Pauletti, he's not in charge of the city. You know what? What you should do is you should fire the city manager, which they didn't do. They let him retire at $200,000 a year, and they hired another one who's going to retire. Can retire in a year and a half. Get this. A year and a half, he can retire.
I'm here to tell you.
Maybe 2.5. But he can retire at full pay in a year and a half. And that's what we did with Barry Tippin. Now, you tell me that makes sense.
Well,
even though Barry, you know what, and this is nothing against Barry. Barry knows how to run the city. And maybe he has all these new ideas. But trust me, I'm looking for new ideas, and somebody that's worked here for 13 years doesn't already have a plan? Would you do that?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't even work here, and I have at least a tiny bit of a plan. Yeah.
Right.
Well, hiring Tippin is better, in my opinion, than bringing back Chief Hansen. That's his idea.
All right, we got to take a break. Right. Hey, you know what? If you're looking for a full-service jewelry store, you're not going to find a better one in this town than Four Winds Jewelry. That's right. Totally full-service. Watch repair. They can design jewelry, build jewelry. They don't buy jewelry. They'll take it on consignment. But they have a huge selection of estate jewelry. You name it, they've got it. Four Winds Jewelry is where Linda goes when she buys her jewelry. Hey, it's about 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we've got like 8 more minutes to talk about things that are going on in the city. Tell us what you think. Anonymous, give us a call.
We
love Anonymous. We love Anonymous calls. And he's getting, by the way, as somebody pointed out, Tippin's getting a $7,000 raise in 6 months because he said $201,000 was not enough to take the city manager job in this place. We'll be right back.
Wow.
Yes, It's a Blue Jean kind of night, today through Saturday at the Shasta District Fair.
Gates open at noon with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all fair patrons. It's Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under and our Ride All Day One Price Carnival Wristband Special. Pick up your Carnival Wristband coupon at the main fair office. Take the kids for interactive family fun on the Mount Shasta Springwater stage and see the live stingrays in the Kids Corner in Lassen Hall, sponsored by Spherion Staffing and Members First Credit Union. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
You got me rolling on a river.
And country music's Jackson Mickelson on the PG&E stage at 8 p.m. Thursday, it's Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over and Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait on the PG&E stage. Friday, see Love and Theft. And Saturday, it's auto racing, cornhole tournament, and honky-tonk boombox. All that plus hypnotist Jeremy the Juggler, livestock judging, and plenty of food, fun, and entertainment for the whole family.
Shasta District Fair gates open till 11 p.m. tonight. Open again tomorrow at noon.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Linda right now is trying to get things done, which is difficult when I've got the key to her car in my pocket. Yeah, I just wandered out without it. What can I say? Anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. It's 21st of June. It's 86 degrees out there right now. I don't think it's 86 anymore, Bob. I think you're cheating them. I think we're at like probably 88, 89 by now. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
I agree.
Hey, by the way, we're discussing the Paletti firing Pete Hansen coming back. Is this a good idea? It is still 86. Okay, he showed it to me. Okay, just hit me with it then. We're discussing that, but right now the fair is starting today, and I have tickets. If you want tickets to the fair, I have 6 tickets. I'm going to give them away 2 at a time. So the first 3 callers are going to get 2 tickets apiece. 605-4567. Free tickets to the fair. You can use it any day from the 21st today through the 24th. Now you're saying to yourself, well, and we were told by Quishwaga, you will not hold these for yourself. Okay.
Well, oh, we got a bingo.
We got one bingo.
We got a bingo.
I want 3 bingos here. Okay, let's go on back. Okay, get this. All right, we've kind of hit that one. If you want to talk about this, this is not the last time I'm going to talk about it. I want to get Barry Tippin back on. I want to hear what he says because he said, you know, he makes himself available. Barry Tippin is a good man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever misunderstand this. I can be upset about the things. He's not the one that pays him the salary or gave him the raise. That's our city council. So we're going to get city council people on and say, just what do you think? You know, what is your reasoning behind this? Did they say they didn't want the tickets?
Nancy's good. Nancy got the first pair.
Okay, I've got
phone line still open.
Phone lines are still open. I've got four more tickets. If you want to go to the fair, yeah, I know it seems hot, but there's got plenty of places inside. Just give us a call, 605-4567, and you can get tickets.
Okay. Well, you know, my one problem, though, with bringing Hansen back in is he's only going to be here to the fall. They expect to have a new chief of police hired in the fall. Are they going to move him here? Because he doesn't live here.
He lives in Washington State. Pete Hansen.
This is expensive.
Pete left.
This is
Pete expensive. Chose to leave here because of the of what was going on. So now they're bringing him back in.
But just for 2 months?
I don't understand it. And why can't you? You know what? You know, Pete, why don't you let the guy that's in there right now, the interim police, oh, there's too much admin.
Well, Eric Wallace. Let Eric Wallace do it.
Eric's very capable.
He's
to do this
are you
for
telling
two?
Me out of all these captains and lieutenants, there's nobody who's
there can run this place for two
a few months?
They can't run it for 2 months? Yeah, are you telling me that?
They're going to move
them here?
If
that's the case, then we're paying people way too much money to be captains and lieutenants.
Yeah, why do we have captains and lieutenants?
I know these guys. These guys are very competent. You know?
Talk about the per diem.
Oh my God! And the money to bring him down here, and you're going to do—that's saving us money. And what do we get out of it? Does anybody care out there that Barry Tippin has made this decision, or they're making the city council is saying, let's bring in a guy that used to be here?
No, someone needs to care.
Michelle gets a second set of tickets. One more set up for grabs.
Michelle.
Okay, Michelle.
Right on, Michelle.
You got the second set.
I have one
more set of tickets here.
Wear
to
your
go to
tank
the fair.
Top, Michelle, because it's going to be hot. Put on some sunscreen.
There you go. Sunscreen and maybe one of those little fans you can, you know, with the water in them. You can spray
I like that. When I was a kid, Bob, you went to the fair, right, when you were a kid every year?
Practically grew up there because I remember when it was all green barns and lots of
stuff. Oh, yeah. Okay. The fair was the place.
We still have two tickets. Okay, we're back today, so you can start listening again. All right, you can start listening. If Bob had said it, you know, Bob should have put it out. He thought I wasn't getting back until tomorrow.
Yeah, I honestly thought you were coming back on Thursday.
No, I'm here. Okay, we got two more tickets here for the fair. Now, $60 million in Georgia. That's how much that congressional race cost. $60 million. Hollywood stars were making commercials for this guy, for the Democrat. They had so much money pouring in there. In media, because I was listening to this, this guy is still ahead 1 point. It's going to be tight, but he's ahead. Well, guess what? She wins by 6 points. Easy. An easy win for her. $60 million was spent there for a congressional race, which makes it, you know, they've had all these special elections since, you know, Trump was elected because people being appointed and other people for whatever reason saying that's enough. So they've had five special elections. And each one of them, the Democrats said, hey, this is a chance to repudiate Trump. Here's a chance to elect Democrats to show Trump what we think of them. So far, it's Republicans 5, Democrats 0. They got to get over this Trump hating. They got to get over the Trump hating. Because it's not going to work. What you've got to do is you got to come up with, like, say, if there's parts of his what he's doing you don't like, then you've got to run on that. Can't run on the fact that he's Trump. I mean, a lot of people didn't like Obama. But they didn't run on the fact they didn't like Obama. They didn't like Obama's health care plan. They didn't like his tax plan. They didn't like what he was doing in the Middle East. You can't just run and say, I don't like Trump. Big Supreme Court decision. Did you watch? Did you see this one? Yeah. Did you see this big one about the slants?
Yeah.
That's huge, and I'll tell you why. The slants was an Asian band out of, I think, Los Angeles or someplace. They wanted to trademark
Oregon.
Oh, it was Portland, Oregon. Yeah. Okay. They wanted to trademark their band, and their name was – they called themselves the Slants. Well, they were told they can't do that because that is derogatory, and they said – well, we don't think it's derogatory. We're all in the band. We're all Asian. We call ourselves the Slants. Well, you can't do that, the state of Oregon said. You cannot trademark something that's offensive. So it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And you know what SCOTUS said? Hey, when you're trademarking something and you're trying to say that something's offensive and you can't trademark it because it's offensive is wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just, you know, you can't do that. And that's what SCOTUS said. So who does that – what major organization does that have an impact on? Washington Redskins.
They took away
their trademark, right? Their protected trademark because it was offensive. Well, guess what SCOTUS just said? Not so fast. You can be the Redskins.
It's like telling rappers they couldn't use the N-word.
Yeah, and the F-word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't do that. So that was a huge – that was huge because now the Washington Redskins owner goes, bah! You know, thumbing his nose at him. Says, yes, we can be. We can use this. This is not an offensive term. There's low-meat people. It's a term of teamwork and moving forward and, you know, whatever. But I think that's great.
I understand cultural sensitivity and oppression and all that. But for the love of God, some people need to grow a skin.
Even offensive speech is protected by the First Amendment. The only place First Amendment is not protected is on college campuses.
Berkeley.
Yeah. Berkeley and
you
all these Wellesleys. Not only can you not say it, you can be assaulted for it. And they're talking all these other colleges. Oh, no, we don't want to listen to a conservative. We don't want to listen to an anti-feminist. So you can't bring them to the art campus because I don't want to listen to it. Well, then don't go.
Stay home and play video games on that day.
Snowflake.
Yeah.
Go to a safe place.
Comb your man bun.
Go comb your man bun and play some video games.
There you go.
I got no problem with that.
I did see a number of man buns.
Got a selfie on Instagram.
In Seattle. I saw no man buns in Alaska. I saw them in Seattle, though. Lots of man buns. And, you know, it's one thing to see kids in man buns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you see the older guys in man buns?
Yeah.
Still have two tickets, but we got to take a break. And the sheriff.
The sheriff
is in town. He's coming in today. I can't wait to talk to him. Ted Light, Carl Bott. We'll be right back.
And welcome back, Carl. Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He acted alone. That's what the FBI says about the gunman who shot and wounded top House Republican Steve Scalise and four other people on a Washington-area baseball field last week. The FBI's Tim Slater says James Hodgkinson also carefully planned his trip from his home in Illinois to the D.C. area.
An FBI analysis of the shooter's computers showed that he Google searched truck stops, maps, and toll routes in the greater Northern Virginia area.
The gunman was shot dead by police. Former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson before the House Intelligence Committee today discussing Russia's interference in the last U.S. presidential election.
In 2016, the Russian government, at the direction of Vladimir Putin himself, orchestrated cyber attacks on our nation for the purpose of influencing our election. That is a fact. Plain and simple.
But he says there is no evidence that votes were changed or voting suppressed. Jared Kushner has arrived in Israel. The president's son-in-law and chief Mideast advisor is there for a day-long visit aimed at restarting the long-stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Suffering an infection, Britain's Prince Philip is hospitalized in London.
Buckingham Palace says Philip has been admitted to hospital as a precautionary measure and is in good spirits. He was said to be out of bed. The palace adds Philip was driven to hospital by private car on Tuesday evening on the advice of a physician. His infection is related to a pre-existing condition which was not disclosed. The Queen has maintained her official schedule, giving a speech outlining the government's plan in Parliament and expecting to attend the Royal Ascot horse races in the afternoon. Charles de Ledesma, London.
On Wall Street, the Dow down about 33 points, the NASDAQ trading 34 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Islamic terrorists targeting a school in the southern Philippines have kidnapped several students as they fled the scene.
There were conflicting versions about the number of attackers and hostages, even on whether the gunmen have retreated. But the attack underlines the authorities' continuing problems with Muslim insurgents on Mindanao. The incident happened on an island where government troops are trying to dislodge another group of Islamists from Marawi. The rebels took the city about a month ago. One Philippine army officer said the school attack could have been planned to distract the military from its offensive in Marawi.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow. The Kremlin voicing regret about new U.S. sanctions against Russia, warning of possible retaliation. President Putin's spokesman says the U.S. move wasn't constructive, adding that various options are being considered on the expert level. The Trump administration has imposed sanctions over Russian activities in Ukraine. News and analysis, townhall.com. Uber CEO and co-founder Travis Kalanick has resigned.
Kalanick says in a statement to the New York Times that he has accepted a request from investors to step aside. Kalanick says the move will allow the ride-sharing company to go back to building itself rather than become distracted by another fight. Kalanick had already been on indefinite leave amid criticism of his management style. The San Francisco-based company he co-founded in 2009 has been trying to reverse damage done to its reputation by revelations of sexual harassment in its offices. Jeremy House reporting.
Whole Foods CEO John Mackey says a deal to be acquired by Amazon was a result of a whirlwind courtship. Mackey made the remarks during a town hall meeting with Whole Foods employees after the $13.7 billion deal was announced late last week. The deal comes as Whole Foods faces pressure with a key sales figure on the decline. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did you party Friday and Saturday night? Make Sunday your recovery day at Wind River Resort and Casinos Hotel. Recover poolside at our hotel every other Sunday, starting Sunday, June 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. $2 cover charge, free for all hotel guests. Sunday is your day to relax and recover at Wind River Resort and Casino. Round out the weekend with poolside DJ entertainment, food and drink specials, prize drawings, and giveaways. Recovery Sundays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Poolside. Recovery Sundays. It's better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is getting everything put away, which could be a 12-day job right there, but it's not. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, but I'm here with Ted Leidy.
Good morning, Carl.
Retired Command Sergeant Major, Ted Leidy. We were together on the trip, and Linda made us promise not to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about
it. She's going to be on. Gosh, I don't know when. Maybe we can get her on tomorrow. Anyway, 605-4567 is our phone number. What is today, the 21st?
It is the summer solstice.
Longest day of the year.
This is the longest day of the year today. And this portion of the show is, and first of all, Bob, what's the weather?
Well, it is not a good day to be walking around in Kevlar or turnout, so a little salute to our public safety folks, because this is the time of year you definitely earn those checks. 111 degrees forecast for a high today. The overnight low, 80. Oh, dear.
That's the screams of me getting off the plane wearing a down jacket.
As if that wasn't enough, we have gusty winds coming up, which pushes us up into a red flag warning. Fire danger extremely high, and that will remain the case all the way through Friday morning. Wind and low humidity, those 10 to 20 mile an hour winds mean that the slightest spark, right now the grass will go up if you give it a dirty look. So please be careful out there. The good news, on top of all the bad news, is that Shasta Lake is still only 10 feet down from the top. Right now in Redding, we are looking at about 88 degrees. 8:07 in the morning. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Oh, my gosh, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Of course, in this portion of the show, as long as we're talking about it, Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and Pam, you're not going to find two people that are more perfectly suited than Martin and Pam, which has nothing to do with the work that Alliance Heating and Air does, except that they work together, and their company, to take care of your air conditioning, there's none better. None better. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that, is because they are the best in North State. They take care of our air conditioning needs. They've done things. They've worked miracles. They will take care of your air conditioning needs 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if it's an emergency. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And I've been telling you about this when it was cool. Now that it's 111, there's going to be a lot of people calling them. I hope you already
I'm going to bet that they're a little bit busy today.
I was really happy last night when I reached for my Nest thermostat that they recommended, turned it on, and the air came on that Alliance installed for us.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, I still have two tickets for the county fair right down here at the two tickets, free admission for today through June 24th. So it's good for any of those days. Exhibitor credential admissions, it's good, and I have two tickets left. Come get them, and you can use it anytime through the 24th, today through the 24th. So, 605-4567. Ted and I are here sharing the limelight with Sheriff Tom Basinkle.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Ted. Welcome back from vacation.
It wasn't a vacation. We were...
We had to visit a Sportsman's Warehouse in
Anchorage.
Yeah, talked to the manager up there about setting up operations. So,
yep.
We're mixing it with business and pleasure.
By the way, Anchorage has 300,000 people in it, and in the outlying areas, another 100,000. So, out of the 800,000 people that live in Alaska, half of them live in that one spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. 52,000 of them, 32,000 of them are service, military.
Yeah.
From the bases there. And the last thought about that is after we left Anchorage, they had a foot race, up in the mountain and down, and on the way down, a 16-year-old kid gets attacked by a bear and killed.
Oh my gosh! That's
I mean,
tragic.
This is in Anchorage, right outside Anchorage. I mean, there are animals everywhere around there.
You are definitely part of the food chain.
Oh, yeah.
in Alaska, which is very
you're not at the
very
top of
interesting.
It either.
First thing we did was we asked our tour guide about the city, the problems in the city. Right? That's a big deal to us. Is that a homeless population and, you know, what the drug problem was and this and that? He goes, we really do have a homeless population. It's really becoming an issue with us. And of course, Carl and I are looking around everywhere and we're not seeing one person on the street. And we're like, okay. He said, it's the alcohol. Bunch of drunks here. You know, they like to drink their alcohol.
Yeah.
And
then when we were in Vancouver, which is a beautiful city, very cosmopolitan, the tour guide made a point of saying all the homeless, they had something like 6,000 homeless, and we're going by this beautiful church and the cathedral, and they were laying out all over the steps. And she says, we have an opiate and heroin epidemic.
Right.
We had 600 people die last year of overdoses. And she says, the homeless problem and the opiates and the heroin problems are just, you know, they can't. They don't have an answer for it.
That's a nationwide problem here in the United States, opioid abuse, heroin, and opioid prescription medications as well. And people are dying as well.
Now, Seattle, we were going through Seattle, and they have, of course, all the overpasses and all that. And they said at one point, every one of these overpasses were filled with tents and people from homeless. And Seattle said, okay, we're going to take care of this. And they just moved them. And so our question was, well, how'd they do that? How'd they just move them, and where are they? And the bus driver didn't know. So somebody maybe ought to call Seattle and ask them, how'd you do this? How'd you move this many thousand people out from underneath these overpasses?
Yeah, because, Seattle has so much water. They got a lot of raised overpasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they said the way they could move them legally was because of the litter. Oh. It was so expensive to keep up with the thousands and thousands of pounds of litter.
You see the litter and the garbage and the human waste here in the Reading area, Chester County area. That is absolutely tremendous. The that's tons right of garbage being removed.
That's what they said. They just said
from public
the thousands of tons of garbage that they would have to, you know, that they would have to pick up all the time.
Right.
Hey, we're with Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back. And the next question we're going to ask you is: so, what's your opinion on what's going on with the city, the police chief, and all of this when we come back? Ted Leidy, Carl Bott. It's like 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 88 degrees going up to 109 degrees. Is that right, Bob? The lake's still 10 feet from the top?
Just verified that.
Wow. It's still 10 feet from the top. If you've got a chance to go out in the lake, this may be the time to do it. We'll be right back.
You know, I was done.
It began when I was 21 years old. And my mom and dad were begging me to go. So I left a note and we went and hit the road.
It's a blue jean kind of night today through Saturday at the Shasta District Fair.
Gates open at noon with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all fair patrons. It's Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under and our ride all day one price carnival wristband special. Pick up your carnival wristband coupon at the main fair office. Take the kids for interactive family fun on the Mount Shasta Springwater stage and see the live stingrays in the Kids Corner in Lassen Hall, sponsored by Spherion Staffing and Members First Credit Union. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
You got me rolling on a river.
And country music's Jackson Nicholson on the PG&E stage at 8 p.m. Thursday, it's Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over and Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait on the PG&E stage. Friday, see Love and Theft. And Saturday, it's auto racing, cornhole tournament, and honky-tonk boombox. All that plus hypnotist Jeremy the Juggler, livestock judging, and plenty of food, fun, and entertainment for the whole family.
Shasta District Fair gates open till 11 p.m. tonight. Open again tomorrow at noon.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical, Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or CascadeTheater.org.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be upper crust pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here. KCNR1460.
Can't make this stuff up.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Dandelion. 1322 Pine Street. You know, Linda was having a little bit of dandelion withdrawals while she was there. She'd be going in all these different stores. She goes, you know what? But dandelion is better. You know, you're in different places. Of course, you know what? They didn't have mucklucks. They don't have mucklucks in dandelion. Mucklucks go up to your knees and are made of, I don't know, some kind of reindeer fur. There's not a lot of them needed right here in town at 111 degrees. But up there in Icy Point, there was. Like I said, Dandelion Boutique for the girls. And Bob's showing me photos of things, and I'm just it just completely blows my mind.
I was showing Ted something.
But if Ted sees it, I can see it, unless you turn it sideways. Because now I'm looking at it, trying to figure out what the heck that is. Dandelion Boutique, they have it all right there, the Dandelion Boutique.
We'll talk about it later.
1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. That's right. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. Okay, Tom, while we're gone, the police chief gets let go. Because, as Barry Tippin says, we want the we want to go in a new direction. Do we know what direction that is?
I do not.
And I haven't talked to Mr. Paletti or Chief Paletti or former Chief Paletti because I have been in contact with him because first of all I couldn't talk to anybody on the phone or anything like that, but I did get some messages. And I think he's out of town on vacation, a well-earned vacation. Mm-hmm. And when he gets back, we'll sit down and talk. Yeah. But I don't know if there was any reasons there that were given to him, besides, the emotional IQ one, but I'm not sure that was even said to him. What have you heard?
Other than what's been in the news, and then Rob called me before that was happening. I mean, he let me know what was going on, just a little bit of lead time. And very difficult for anybody, but the chief of police, as in 400 and some odd cities throughout the state, do serve at the will of the city manager. And then, of course, you have all the city councils, and the city manager serves at the will of the city council. So Rob was a sharp guy, very well educated, and very energetic guy, too.
He was, and people I don't.
And very passionate about the organization and the city.
Yeah. Well, but it's gone, and so it's happened. So now we have to move on.
Right.
But I would just, I don't know, Ted, what are you thinking here? I mean, let's just take Paletti out of the equation because he's gone now. Where are we going?
Well, I think that the interim chief. Eric Wallace could probably do a really good job until we can find somebody to replace Chief Paletti. I mean, that's just me.
That'll be a process because usually a lot of times cities go through we call them headhunters, but they're basically a personnel firm that go out and find candidates, and then there'll be some type of process of a interview process. I know that I was involved in the one that the process that hired Chief Paletti.
Well, so was Pete Hansen.
Right. I mean, they had a...
Pete had a lot to say about it.
They had like a segment that was chiefs oral with other chiefs of police and then the candidates. They had a community section, which I was part of, that was made up of, myself and then some other community members that had a component there, and there was a third component. So it was like a three-part oral interview process for each of the candidates.
Well, here's the thing is, they want to bring Pete Hansen back here for an interim. What do you think of that?
Again, that's the choice of the city manager. Pete lateraled in from a Southern California agency and then spent the majority of his career here, I think about 27 years.
Oh, yeah. And
developed in the department.
I guess Pete did a good job.
Sharp guy, again, very, very dedicated to the Reading Police Department and the men and women there and also to the city. He was still connected. He had other family members here when he was here at the Reading PD organization. And he stayed in touch even while he was away. Lives up in the state of Washington.
Yeah, well,
and
when
follows the news.
Well, and I nothing against Pete Hansen, but when as they say, the old proverbial, hit the fan, Pete left. He was ready to leave after 2 years, even though that when we were told that he said, "Oh, I'm going to be here for 5 years." Well, he didn't. He got ready to pull the plug after 2 years, and then only because so many people talked to him. He stayed the third year so he could find the chief. Otherwise, he was gone.
Right.
I mean, why would we bring back somebody? And again, Pete served honorably here. He did his job. Why would we bring somebody back that's already retired, that hasn't been here for, 5 years, to come and run the place for 2 months. How much money is that going to cost us when you could have the assistant chief, who is a very capable guy, who is running it right now, do it? Explain that one to me. You're in law enforcement. You've been in law enforcement forever.
Right. And I can't. It's at the I'm not the wrong guy to ask. It's the city manager.
Not your call. Yeah. Yeah.
I know it's not your call, but I mean, but from just do you see where there's people who are having problems grasping this?
I do. Certainly, okay. I do. You know, the city of Anderson had a chief of police that was an interim chief of police. He was retired from Laguna, city of Laguna, down in Southern California, and came in as an interim for a number of years until they selected a new police chief, which that ended up being Chief Michael Johnson.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Anonymous. Good morning.
I love Anonymous.
Yeah. Calling to represent the IRS, and I'm going to let you guys know that your abuse of the IRS code with this supposed business trip is not going to be overlooked. So just letting you guys know that right now.
I want you to know as we talk business. Yeah. Okay. We documented
something
it.
To consider, guys.
It sounds familiar.
Is, what's that?
Your voice sounds familiar, Special Agent.
No. I'm sure it probably does sound familiar. I sound like a lot of people, but
yeah.
But going forward, anybody who has the capacity to do so should attend the budget meeting today, because, quite frankly,
that's right.
Moving a new manager in this case, he's got no reason to shelter anything. Actually, he's got a lot of reasons to make it appear exactly like it is, or even as bad as he could possibly do it, just to lower the expectations of his own home position. So I think being a 10-year plan, I think people are going to realize that in years 3, 4, 5, we're going to start deficit spending. And that's going to be a loud awakening. And with everything that's going on with unions and all the negotiations this year and next, I think all 11 unions are going to be at the table over the next, I think, 10 months. This is a come to Jesus meeting, so to speak, for the city of Reading. And so a lot of people, I think, are going to learn exactly why we're in the position we are. Might explain why they're bringing in former chiefs, especially people who have actually been in, you know, times when Reading wasn't doing so hot. There's just a lot of stuff going on right now that I think are finally going to start coming to the surface. I mean, Gary Cadd screamed for years that this was coming, that the unfunded pension issue was going to reach up and grab us, and now here it is. So I think a lot of this stuff's going to happen. I think the recall, I think, helped some people kind of begin to realize that the citizens and the voters were done. And so now here we go.
Well, the recall was nothing new. I mean, Angie Watson and Dale Ball and Mike Roberts and all the rest of them had told them literally for years that this was something that was on the table.
If you don't change.
But you have to listen.
I know they didn't
they
change.
They discounted them.
I know.
And you got to hear.
You got to listen to every single voice.
Their emotional IQ was low.
That's exactly what it was.
Well, let's just say something else while we're here. Then we've got something, too, from what I understand right about this deficit spending we're getting into and the unfunded liabilities is with the reduction in how much the state said their, you know, the interest amount by that 0.5%, it means that we're going to be in deficit. I mean, we're going to be like $15 million more in another year that we have to pay into this. $15 million more?
$2.4 million per year, additional every single year. So, I mean, this is...
So it won't be next year,
then. Safety alone, we're going to go from basically paying about 53 to 56 cents per dollar right now in their salary to go towards benefits. It's going to go to about $1.08. So, I mean, there's such huge impacts that are going to be measured. But that discount rate you're talking about, Carl...
Yeah.
It has to go somewhere in the range of about 4.5, but quite frankly, they can't do that. They would put 100 communities out of
in yeah, it'd be bankrupt it'd be
immediately.
Bankrupt. Yeah, immediately.
So I mean, that's the bigger issue in this whole thing. It doesn't matter whether, you know, it's not like anybody should sit and wait and say, oh, I hope they don't drop that discount rate, because quite frankly, it doesn't matter whether they miss it by 5% or they miss it by 4%, it doesn't matter to us, because quite frankly, we can't afford either. And the things that are looming out there, we haven't had an adjustment in the market for, what, 8, 9 years? So that's got to happen. It happens, you know, on a pretty regular basis. And then we have got the pilot program out there.
Well, that's the other thing people, I was just getting ready to bring up, the pilot program, payment in lieu of taxes. That's $6 million a year that REU is paying. And the lower courts just said that they can't do that. So now it's on its way up to the California Supreme Court. And the lower court agreed with Walt McNeil, and his position is you can't do that unless you have the agreement of the people. That's $6 million that REU is providing to the city every year. And
there's a chance the courts might retro that.
And
say,
I mean, even
dollars.
If they didn't, and they said, "Okay, that's $6 million you just lost out of your general fund," I mean, we're right at the, you know, we're at a point where we've got to be making some really good decisions. And when I say we, I mean the city manager and the city council. And so far, I haven't seen a lot of that.
Well, they need to freeze everything at this point. And quite frankly, I'm not sure the unions are going to buy into that.
Yeah, they need to
freeze it for like 3 or 4 years.
They need to go back to that 4-day work week, because I don't think that impacted on anybody.
Well, they need to do something.
Anyway, okay, thanks, Anonymous.
IRS, got to get back to work.
Okay,
yeah,
that's right.
Good, yeah.
Here, I've got to
get after it.
Hey, look, I'll throw him to you if you need to. Okay. All right, thanks. Hey, it's 8:30 in the morning. We're going to take a break here. We're just talking about what's going on here. Now we're going to get the sheriff back, get him off his phone. And have him tell us what he sees is going to be here for the next few months. The fact is that are there going to be any changes? Are we going to be able to lock up any more people? Or is this just going to continue as business as usual? Ted Leidy is here with me today. Thanks a lot there, Command Sergeant Major.
I am happy to be here, Colonel.
Retired. And, of course, Bad Bob. We'll be right back, 8:30.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's a blue jean kind of night, today through Saturday at the Shasta District Fair.
Gates open at noon with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all fair patrons. It's Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under and our ride all day one price carnival wristband special. Pick up your carnival wristband coupon at the main fair office. Take the kids for interactive family fun on the Mount Shasta Springwater stage and see the live stingrays in the Kids Corner in Lassen Hall, sponsored by Spherion Staffing and Members First Credit Union. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
Get me rolling on a river.
And country music's Jackson Nicholson on the PG&E stage at 8 p.m. Thursday, it's Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over and Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait on the PG&E stage. Friday, see Love and Theft. And Saturday, it's auto racing, cornhole tournament, and honky-tonk boombox. All that plus hypnotist Jeremy the Juggler, livestock judging, and plenty of food, fun, and entertainment for the whole family.
Shasta District Fair gates open till 11 p.m. tonight. Open again tomorrow at noon.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. We're back, and we're going to be here now for the next year at least, before, or 2 years, because it's, we wait every 2 years before we take a vacation. 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and of course, Linda's not here right now because she's trying to make sense of everything that happened. You know, I mean, sense of we brought everything back and just, we just dumped it there. I mean, you got 100 pounds. That's how much. We were trying, all of us were getting on the plane yesterday. Her mom and dad.
10 50.
Lisa's. 10
your,
Lisa.
Your and, mom and dad were 50, right on the money.
Right on the money.
50 pounds in there.
I came in at, I started at 38 pounds. I came back with 49 pounds of stuff that you know. I don't know where that came from, except it might come out of Linda's bag. She came in at 48. You two came in, though. You guys were the heavyweights.
I had 51, and that's, I left at about 49, so that wasn't big of a deal. Lisa was the big winner at 54.
They made
they were
going to
charge her $100.
Yeah, so they were shifting things over. That was cool. Like,
yeah, yeah, right there in front of everybody.
And
we
then,
opened up our,
we're not even going to talk about it till Friday about
oh, that's
the,
right. Yeah,
the Russian shakedown.
Yeah,
and that's all I can say, except you got to listen to Linda tell you the story. And what happened?
Okay.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. I have missed them. It's time to run down there and get another haircut from them. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. I love this place. It's right there on the corner. Well, it's right there off of Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Right there. And I would say it's right up the street from Classic Cafe, but Classic Cafe is no longer there. The girl's retired.
I can't believe it.
Can't believe it. No more SOS. I know. There's people whining.
No more of those big smiley pancakes with the recipe that
yeah.
they will, that they took with them.
I know.
The best pancakes.
Yeah. And no more German nights. Anyway, Tom.
Yes.
Sheriff Tom Basinko is with it. He's still on. What's going on? Is there something going on out there, Tom, we should worry about?
Ground control to Sheriff Tom.
Hey, Sheriff Basinko, somebody said, why can't we have the sheriff take over all of the... You know, the sheriff's department, and you, that way you can combine a lot of things. And you may have to have separate stuff, of course, but how would that work? Metro.
What that person is proposing is what they call a metro police department or metropolitan police department. There's none in California. The closest one that I'm aware of is in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
and
Las
they
Vegas.
Became a metropolitan police department, a merger, basically, of the sheriff and the police department. And that took place decades ago. And part of it was because the state came in and basically said, hey, you have a very corrupt organization. I believe it was the police department that they were concerned about. And so then they turned it over to the sheriff and then later became a metropolitan police department. Again, none here in California. Redding Police Department has a very professional, well-trained organization. They have some very dedicated men and women to the organization here. And any decision like that, again, is up to the cities if they want that. Redding PD has been here for decades, probably since pretty close to the beginning of the county, which was chartered in 1850. So I think City of Redding was 1870-something, maybe.
Oh, let's just keep it because we had it.
Well, it goes on. There's a very lot of historical stuff that's been built up. And, again,
it's only your, you're only as good as your last at bat. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
You're only as good as your last at bat. I'm not saying they can't pick up lawbreakers. You all do it, too.
Right.
But how much money would it save, if it would save? I'm not, you know, and we've talked about this for 9 years, and everybody's always saying, yeah, it's not going to work. Okay.
But what we do need, we need more jail beds. And, you know, you could add... Pick a number, 100 police officers, 100 deputy sheriffs. So make it 200 total law enforcement officers for the county. What are they going to do? They're going to do their jobs and do them well. They're going to arrest people, but we need a place to put them. And twice went and got state money. I went and got state money, $35 million the first time, $22 million the second time, and get turned down because the county doesn't have the money for the operating cost of it. It's happened in other counties as well, Santa Barbara, Lake County, Siskiyou County. Siskiyou County was going to have a tax for their jail dedicated for the jail, so it needed 66 and two-thirds. That failed. Tax did pass in Humboldt County, and that helped the sheriff out immensely. It's about having to pay for the operational costs are the big expensive
part. How about
part.
A motel? How about we raise the TOT to 16%? And all that money goes right to jails.
I don't know. And granted, you can raise it. But don't know if it can be dedicated or the raise. I think both has to be voted on.
Well,
certainly it's possible.
But see, that wouldn't cost the inhabitants any money. And you could vote that, you know, that D and E then. So D is that we raise the TOT, and E says it all goes to the
know what? That would probably go somewhere. That's got some wheels on it. Because here's the thing. D didn't pass.
And why didn't it
pass? It didn't pass because we know trust.
Why. And for those people that don't know what TOT is, it's the transit occupancy tax.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And it's on hotels.
Right.
And so what you pay is when you go and stay at a hotel.
You wouldn't pay it? I wouldn't pay it because we're not staying in a hotel. Now, if we have relatives come here, they pay it. Okay, so what? It's only a day or two. But people come through here, and the more business we get, the higher that is. And we could use that to find, if nothing else, if we could use as it comes through, is to put them in other jails.
Right.
Other places that we could afford to pay to, you know, to empty out 100 more spots.
I'm trying to explore all options that we have for housing of inmates. recently with the budget, we were looking at about a $4 million plus cut to our budget.
And
we have about the sheriff's office has a little over $40 million budget, so roughly 10%. And we cut a lot. We cut about almost $3 million out of our budget, and that was already a lean budget. But we had to give up about 18 and a half full-time positions. 15 were deputy sheriffs. Those were not layoffs, but those were vacant positions.
That you're not going
to
hire.
That we were holding open purposely
to
make budget, knowing that we could have some cuts coming up on the future. So we had to give those up. We need deputies desperately out on the street to cover it. We don't have enough now. We had more deputies working in the 1980s than we do today.
Well, it's the same. Okay, you know, and no offense, Tom, but that's what Paletti was saying.
Absolutely, and he's correct, too.
And he's correct, too. But even if you just got, you know, even if you had them.
I mean, even back in 2009.
You had more.
We had more, and the police department had more. I mean, I think they ended up not filling 20-plus positions in 2009.
But if you had more.
Again,
where do you put the
bad arrestees?
Guys? Why doesn't the Board of Supervisors, have they come up with a plan at all? Other than cuts to find some way to give us to put these people out? This guy, Russell, by the way, this is probably Russell Hunt, by the way. He's the one that says, why don't you just raise the TOT? Raise it 3% and use all that money to give us a new jail or at least move
every
people out of there.
Bit of it. And I'm not talking about a new jail that is going to last us for a few years. I'm talking about a new jail that's going to last us for the next two decades. Spend the money, people. Let's do this right.
And they're saying we could get the grant, but now they're saying, it would cost this much money to keep it running. That's what you ran into last time, right?
And that both times. Once for the 232-bed facility, which would have been next to the current jail.
Yep.
And the 64-bed facility that was going to be a rehab place as well as jail space down off of Breslauer.
What about the 100-something spots that you could do right now in the existing space down there in the courthouse? You take out some of the things out from the bottom and you can put, 64 spots.
In the current courthouse?
Well, I don't know. Someplace, it was an idea to move in.
Oh, that was the current jail.
Current jail, right.
Where we'd convert the basement, which is our laundry and kitchen facilities, to bed space.
Yeah.
That's a viable plan, but then you also have to have a laundry and a kitchen located someplace, either. You'd have to be off-site if you're going to convert that space. That could be possible, but then you have to have that place off-site.
Would it be cheaper?
Could those services be contracted?
Yeah, contracted. Would it be cheaper that way? It's bound to be.
Under current law, you can't contract those out. We were looking at that. It's a law.
It's a county law?
Yeah.
Not
a county law. State law on that. And you can't basically displace the county workers. Now, you could still maintain your cooks and your laundry people, even if it was an outside vendor. But that's an option. And then that facility would have to be close enough to the current jail to get the food back and forth because you have temperatures for food control and stuff, so you'd have healthy
food.
How about
that little place that used to be Wilma's? You just give them little Buddha bowls. Feed them little Buddha bowls all the day. Fatten them up.
And we're exploring that. When you were in the military, How many?
We had contractors.
Well, I know you had contractors, but you know what your calorie intake was per day?
Oh, no.
But by
it would depend on where you were at too.
Okay.
I mean, if you were,
but like an MRE is like 2,500.
Yeah,
it's like 3,000 calories.
It's a bunch
if you eat the whole thing.
That's what we get at the jail. That's set by state regulations. It's usually between about 2,000 and 2,800 calories per day. And of course, all those folks in there are sedentary, and they don't need that. But that's what's set by state standards. You have to have a balanced meal and everything. But we need more jail bed space. That place would have a kitchen facility, laundry facility. It'd have to be located not too far away because you have to get it trucked back and forth.
How about Stillwater?
What about the old?
Stillwater, that'd be quite a distance to get them across.
What about the old sheriff's office?
Old sheriff's office is owned by the courts, and that's where the new courthouse is going to go. That was what we call the public safety building.
What new courthouse?
Exactly, but that's owned by the state of California, and under their control, that land. They're going to demolish that here in the near future.
Tom, you don't make the decisions on money, but can you hear the people?
Can
you hear the people right now? The unrest. We got people out selling stuff.
They talk to businesses everywhere,
and the businesses are unsettled right now. They're unsettled. You're seeing them close down businesses. Mm-hmm. You see a couple of new ones starting, but you're seeing businesses close. And you're seeing businesses not do anything. They're not expanding. And why is this? Because there's this unsettlement of what's going on in the city.
Yeah.
In the county.
Yeah. And you see it. You hear it. Not only do you physically see it, or I physically see it, you see it on social media as well. You're seeing the frustration at city council meetings, Reading City Council meetings recently, and somewhat at the Board of Supervisors, but not like you're seeing it in the city of Reading.
Well, the city council meetings are especially volatile because for the past 2 years, everybody who stood up to talk, if they waited till 10:30, 11 o'clock to do it, has been discounted. I mean, they've automatically, they've just tossed them out and said, yeah, whatever, okay, move next, hoot next, move on. I know that for a fact because I've been there.
I've been there too, and let me tell you something. And when you ask the new people that were elected, what about bringing it back to the beginning? If it's only 30 minutes, that's something, McElvain said, yeah. McElvain said, yeah. And Julie Winters, I don't think she agreed to that. And then, and Brent Weaver is still giving the city a time out like he would his children. That's exactly the term he used. I'm giving them a time out because they're misbehaving. I said, not everybody misbehaves.
What? Wait a minute. Wait.
He used that term.
They started going downhill when they moved it. That was the beginning of the end for them.
It was.
Period.
It
end
is.
Of story.
And that's one of the reasons that recall is going to work.
Well, yes. And it is. The recall is probably going to happen.
That's why D and E failed. Well, E passed, but D failed so miserably because they didn't trust them. And what have they done differently? We got to take a break, though. So, Bob, answer the phone, and I will talk for another second till you get that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Okay, Bastiani Arms, it's a locally owned, locally operated husband and wife business that has prospered through customer service and having the guns that you need and want and all the accessories that are there. All in Bastiani Arms. Classes on CCW. Classes on hunter safety. They've got it all. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur. That's where I buy my guns. You can't find a better place. All right, we'll be right back. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Wednesday, June the 21st.
It's a blue jean kind of night, today through Saturday at the Shasta District Fair.
Gates open at noon with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all fair patrons. It's Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under and our ride all day one price carnival wristband special. Pick up your carnival wristband coupon at the main fair office. Take the kids for interactive family fun on the Mount Shasta Springwater stage and see the live stingrays in the Kids Corner in Lassen Hall, sponsored by Spherion Staffing and Members First Credit Union. See the Miss Shasta County pageant at 2 p.m. on the Sierra Nevada stage.
Get me rolling on a river.
And
Country Music's Jackson Mickelson on the PG&E stage at 8 p.m. Thursday, it's Senior Day with free admission for seniors 62 and over and Buck Ford's tribute to George Strait on the PG&E stage. Friday, see Love and Theft. And Saturday, it's Auto Racing, Cornhole Tournament, and Honky Tonk Boombox. All that plus hypnotist Jeremy the Juggler, livestock judging, and plenty of food, fun, and entertainment for the whole family.
Shasta District Fair gates open till 11 p.m. tonight. Open again tomorrow at noon.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, right down in the heart of Redding, your town hall of the air. 88 degrees. It may be even hotter than that right now, going up to 109. The low tonight is 80. We've been in places where it's not going to hit 80 anywhere, anytime. So, in fact, Bob is getting ready to make the changes again. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and I'm here with Ted Lighty, who is the owner of Northern Firearms Instruction, which you teach in how many counties now?
We teach in 28 counties.
28 counties.
We teach, our portfolio has grown from what used to be just Hunter's Education and CCW to every ladies only discipline, tactical carbine, basic handgun, advanced CCW, regular CCW, and of course now we're partnered with Tony Jackson at TJ Jukokai and have started doing martial arts slash handgun primers. We just did our first one over the weekend. It was a great success, and Tony and I are meeting tomorrow to plan a second one.
And the, also there's an expansion that's going to be coming up that we can kind of talk a little bit about just for a second about home defense and home planning for yes. your defense, whether it's a break-in or if it's a fire, and how to make your home safer.
Yes.
You know, on and going for your specific, doing a survey and doing a study of your specific needs. And that's going to be kicking off here soon, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. Now, just talking about guns here. I mean, we could continue to beat this thing about we don't have any place to put people forever, but nothing's going to change. Not until the board of supervisors comes up with some out of the box thinking.
You know, and we are. If you look at bed space in other counties of similar size, we're way behind too. Right. Basically, we have 340 plus beds that are available for us at the jail. And in the counties of Butte, Yolo, El Dorado, and a couple others right around all similar size populations. All of them have 500 to 600 plus beds available to them in those other counties.
So it's
for
there.
Incarceration persons. So another beds are basically full. Butte's I know is full. Yolo, El Dorado has a few spare beds. Nevada County has a few, but not a lot. And the reason I know a lot of this is because part of it was some of the studies we've done. And when they had to evacuate the Butte County Jail, I had to help the sheriff's office in Butte to find beds for their jail evacuation of 600 inmates. And so it wasn't a lot in the North State.
Well, you know, and people are saying, well, why can't we just kind of, like take a old motel like the one down here and then just rehab it so you could use it as a jail?
Couldn't use it necessarily as a jail or a housing, but you could possibly do it. But when they say, hey, let's take a hotel, okay, you have to buy it. You have to remodel it. You do have to staff it to supervise the inmates and have the security there for them. And you have to feed them if you're going to house them in that. And then where's all that money come from? Because you're already into the millions of dollars, as I said, all of that. And then, okay, put it in get a motel. So now there's usually other motels and businesses nearby because they're in business districts. So as you, as a tourist, would you want to come and stay next to the Shasta County Jail Hotel? Probably not. It would be some NIMBY issues as well. Building it. We do need more jail bed space, absolutely. It is very costly to build them, and mainly due to the requirements by the State Board of what they call State Board of Community Corrections, of all the things that make a jail. And then, of course, staffing it and running it. Just in medical, our medical bill, we have a contractor for that, and that's about $2.5 million a year.
Okay. All right, so we're taking all these reasons we can't do this. Okay, then the only thing that leaves us...
We can if we have the money and resources.
All right, so if we don't have the money, then the only thing that's left then is to chase them away, chase the bad guys away.
And you need resources for that. You need more peace officers.
Well, you know what? Let's go back to Mulholland Falls. All right? Mulholland Falls, you had a flying squad of four detectives. So we put together a flying squad of, one of you guys, maybe a couple from the city police, one from Anderson. They drive around a convertible and they take care of bad guys and just beat the hell out of them. And they take them down, put them on a bus, and they send them away.
There might be a few law violations that you just described constitutional violations.
I'll tell you why. Because the guys won't do it because they're afraid to say, well, if you come back, you can try and sue, but then we're going to kill you. You know, I mean, it's time to play the Chicago way.
Yeah.
They are dumping trash. They are hurting our citizens. They're ruining our economy. It's time to do the Chicago way. They hit you in the face. You stab them in the chest. Well, they bring a knife. You pull a gun. You pull a cannon.
Let's go back for a second to the money and resources, right?
Yeah,
let's go back.
I can't condone violating the law. Yeah,
I got to calm you down, Carl.
Tom turned pale when I was saying this.
I got it. I know it. Well, I was afraid he was going to have to arrest you, and I was like, God,
yeah,
I can't
condone violating the law because we uphold the law and we're not above the law.
That's right.
There was recently in another county, the sheriff there arrested three of his own, a supervisor and two deputies, for conduct within the jail where they were ended up assaulting an inmate. And the sheriff took it on. And basically he let them know, too, ahead of time, the previous sheriff and then the current sheriff said, hey, you guys go out and commit a crime, you'll be arrested. And they went above and beyond the proper use of force. Ended up now they're seeing it in court, and they're going to court on it.
Here is the unintended consequence of not enough jail space. Because on its face, it looks like, oh, we don't have enough jail space. So we arrest them, and then we let them out, and they're back on the street. But one of the real unintended consequences, and I'm just saying this for – I want to plant the seed in our listeners' minds for in the future when we start talking about TOT taxes and maybe passing another measure to get more taxes is this. Cops on the street are soldiers. okay? And they are fighting crime. They have to prioritize their time every single day based on the danger of leaving somebody on the street versus not leaving them on the street, because they know that if they waste their time putting someone into the jail that's just going to be back in the street, that's not a danger, they're not doing any good. Right. They're not doing us any good. So the bottom line is they're passing up a lot of stuff that degrades our quality of life to spend time on what is really, really important and dangerous. It still degrades your quality of life as an individual.
I would somewhat disagree with you there, because I've asked my staff, do your job. The chain is only as strong as the weakest link. So if somebody says, you know what, I'm not going to do my job, I'm not going to arrest this person because they'll just get out sooner, that causes a degradation in the whole criminal justice system. I said, arrest that person. Take them to jail. They may get out. The jail will have to do their job and evaluate, do they keep that person? Then if they keep them, then the DA and the courts have to do their job to prosecute them. I said, don't do it just because they may get out. And you'll see that. Even though maybe somebody's coming in a lot for a minor crime, the jail, if they got the space, they'll work it around. Hey, this guy needs to stay because he's coming in every day. And so I asked them to do their job, because it is a system that has to work.
And I wasn't saying they weren't doing their job.
No, no.
What I was
that.
Saying is it's
got to be a priority.
But priority. The officers do prioritize calls.
They have to.
Both in response and if they're making an arrest, because they know that they'll be also out of commission maybe for a half hour, hour while they're getting booked.
That's okay. Absolutely.
Caller's looking like a the guy that's on the deck of a aircraft carrier trying to get him off.
Spin it up. Okay. Whatever, Carl.
I have one thought for everybody today. Tomorrow, we'll be back again. I'm not sure if Trish will be with us. I don't know if she's traveling, but I'll get a hold of her today, and we'll have some other people. I'd really like to get Julie Winter in here, because we need to talk to Julie, because she wants to be on the show. The other thing, though, is this. The Sacramento, the legislators just gave themselves a raise. The governor now of California makes more money than any other governor in the United States. How much money does he make? $195,000 a year. How much does Barry Tippin make? $201,000 a year, plus a raise is coming. Let's think about that. Governor of California, the city manager of Redding. Think about that till tomorrow. Ted Leidy, thank you very much for being with me, buddy.
It was my pleasure, man. Come here anytime.
Okay. Sheriff Tom Basenko.
Hey, thanks for having me once again.
You're the man. Okay. And everybody have a great day. And do not leave your dogs, children, or elderly people in those cars today. They will be dead in minutes, and you will be prosecuted. Have a great day.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding, by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Chairman Richard Burr pressed the issue.
But in no case were actual vote tallies altered in any way, shape, or form.
That is correct.
Manfred did not reveal which states were targeted, but Arizona and Illinois have acknowledged their voting systems were among them. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.